Well, I've known Brian for more than a quarter of a century. And obviously I know him as a great politician, fantastic politician. Brian as Chief Whip, and when we had a minority government, he actually achieved the impossible, managing to sustain a minority government in office. Everybody said it couldn't be done. But Brian was exactly the right man at the right time. And before that, of course, as a councillor serving the people of Aberdeen, which really was his abiding role in politics. As a friend, Brian was a huge support. It's quite interesting, I've just been queuing with the people to sign the condolences book, and you know, certain politicians capture the admiration across parties, and Brian was one of these, and the fact that people were prepared to wait and stay and to sign the condolences book is an indication of that today across the parties. And of course, as a human being, and I must remember that politicians are maybe great politicians, but they're also human beings, and Brian was an outstanding human being, and obviously the condolences of the entire Parliament go to Dodie and their five children.
But his focus was very much as a North East politician. He would quite often put the North East as constituents before the party in the Scottish Parliament, wouldn't he?
Absolutely, and obviously I feel that Brian was an avid campaigner, not just in the Parliament and his constituency, but also you could be absolutely certain if something was affecting Aberdeen and the North East, you'd be getting a call from Brian about it, who would every opportunity to put forward the case for his constituency, which has gone, of course, the mark of a fantastic constituency MP. I mean, you know, remember Brian was a group of one in the council in Aberdeen. You know, Brian was a single person group. He always used to tell me that he had very few policy disagreements in these days when he was a one person group. And that just shows you, I mean, that how he got elected was because people recognised something exceptional. You know, so he was an exceptional politician, but above all, he was an exceptional human being.
Because he's been an MSP since 1999, since the very outset of the Scottish Parliament. But crucially, in 2003, he bucked the trend when the party was losing in other parts of the country. He won his seat.
Which, again, is a sign of somebody who's held in the highest regard. I think he's, you know, in terms of his parliamentary service, I think as Chief Whip, he actually, along working with Bruce Crawford, achieved the impossible. You know, people said a minority government would last till the first big vote and then it would fall. That's what people said. But he was instrumental in securing the future of the minority government over a period of 4 years, which was an amazing political achievement. And I was so delighted to be able to appoint Brian as a minister in this parliament because of his ability, obviously, but also as a recognition for his extraordinary achievement in the first minority SNP administration. So that combination of somebody who's got the skills as a parliamentarian to be effective, but also got the ability as a constituency member to be loved by his constituents and supported by a constituent, that's a rare combination in politics. Some people have one but not the other. Brian had them both.
That's great.